You won't find Lost River suckerfish on any menus in the Northwest, but for years, this fish was a staple for the tribes living in southern Oregon. Now the fishery is in trouble, and the Klamath tribes are trying to figure out how to bring it back. Correspondent Amelia Templeton reports.
Marianne Wright remembers her great-grandmother, Ruth Jackson. Ruth used to sit on a log in front of her house with a fishing pole. She'd catch chuam, suckerfish, and Marianne Wright would eat them.
Oh, it was delicious. It was real fish. Fishy, you know? I mean, the smell was strong, but it was good tasting.
Back then, the fish were so thick in the river, Wright says, all you could see was their dark backs. Now Wright is an elder in the Klamath tribes. The suckerfish are few and far between, but the tribes still gather by the river in the spring to hold a first fish ceremony. Jeff Mitchell is a member of the tribal council. He says the chuam arrived each year when the tribes were hungry after a long winter.
You know, we always knew that if we could just hang on to this early spring, these fish would start coming up the river, then we'd have life for another year.
Tribal members gather around a fire as the ceremony begins. The chuam lurk in a big gray bucket. They look a little bit like miniature sharks with a hose for a mouth. The youngest members of the tribes crowd the bucket. These kids have never tasted chuam. Much of the fish's marshy spawning habitat has been dammed or converted into farmland. In 1987, suckerfish were listed as endangered. Mitchell says the tribes had to stop fishing.
As fish people, when you take fish away, it's like taking a little bit of your soul and you lose that.
The chuam in this ceremony were raised in the tribe's hatchery. The fish are prayed over, and then a male and female suckerfish are released into the river. The tribe hopes the pair will reproduce.
There was a time when we didn't protect things maybe as well as we should have. I want to feed my grandchildren a piece of chuam.
The Klamath tribes are participating in a restoration agreement to help recover these fish and others from the Klamath Basin. But the agreement is controversial. It would remove 4 dams from the Klamath River, and Congress has yet to fund or authorize it. In Chiloquin, Oregon, I'm Amelia Templeton.